because I think we did the draft before he even signed.
Yeah,
it was.
For
Chelsea.
Yeah. I picked him up late.
How do you know that, buddy?
Well, we can check.
Okay. We can check. Anyway, good morning, good afternoon, good night. You're back with Let Him Shoot. We're back. Special day. We're doing a different kind of episode, but first, to my very right.
It's boy MJ, Born Africa Gang. Blessed to be here. Life's good. Arsenal, great results. Keep on ticking along, man. To my very left.
That's cheap.
My left.
Left. Blame Samuel. Back again. Liverpool decided they can play when there's nothing to play for.
True.
Mentality boys. Monsters. Thanks, boys. Thanks for that.
Bunch of cowards, if you ask me.
To my left.
Chaos Kid. Back at it. Another episode. It's a great win.
You're like Drake. Keep calling himself the boy. That's you, boy. Chaos Kid. Yeah. The kid.
Bud's 24,
like,
though.
Yeah, true. Drake's, like 40.
38.
Yeah, great win on the weekend. We go again.
Man, Drake's old, man.
No time to celebrate. Sorry if you guys were looking for an intro today, but it's just what I expected, really, against West Ham. We've beaten Tottenham 2-0, West Ham 2-0. So, yeah, good week. Midweek game and then follow-up game straight away on the Saturday night. I mean, or Sunday. Fucking great
midweek
results.
Oh, double game week.
Yeah, we had Tottenham, and then
you guys have double game week though coming up, don't you?
No, we had it, didn't we?
No, there's another one.
Oh, Brighton, yeah, we got Brighton midweek.
I was gonna make the most fucking fuck joke just then, but we can keep going because you said we beat. You try and piece together my joke, ready?
I did
without me saying.
I already.
Yeah,
did
you?
I didn't even hear it.
I didn't either.
I wanted to piece.
So he said, we beat Tottenham 2-0. We beat.
Oh my god.
West Ham 2-0.
Oh my god.
We do a muck-up episode.
Jesus
Christ. I'm king of muck-up.
Bro, you get it? Yeah, you got it?
If we're doing muck-ups, I'm king of muck-up.
Oh, my
God. They don't call me Chaos Kid for nothing.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, bro. I hear you.
But yeah, Tottenham came, spanked them. Did you hear that? Did you hear the chant? Hey, Tottenham.
Hectic. Samir Aman in the comments from last week said Chaos Kid indiscriminately, I don't know how to pronounce that, caused chaos in every segment. By far the best Chaos Kid performance to date, last episode. He said, I want to issue an apology to a team that I've been hate watching the entire season. Arsenal have been phenomenal.
True. Finally, man.
I think Aston Villa will perform better in Champions League next season than Newcastle did this season. Yeah, I agree.
They should be.
Their manager's good defensively.
Yeah, they should be.
True.
Amir, thank you.
And top competition manager.
Should have just stopped
well.
After you said, I want to apologise.
Yeah. David Jones, shout out the store, said, people have made a point that because it's Klopp's last dance in the Prem, many teams, e.g. Everton, in the last derby, are more motivated to beat Liverpool. What do you guys think?
Thanks, David Jones.
I mean, Everton's safe, so I reckon they just relax. Mm. I mean, they won't want to lose, but
they did want to derail Liverpool from winning the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Tottenham and Chelsea would try to do to Arsenal, but
yeah,
didn't work.
Both failed.
Obviously. Baines says the Euros merchant at Spuds muttered, you love to see it.
Ah, Spurs, I think you meant.
Yeah, no, that's what they call them.
Spuds.
Yeah.
I swear.
Bainesy. What's he doing these days?
Did
you take
ask.
Pens or?
Yeah, free I think kicks? So. Free kicks.
Free kicks, pens.
Dakota said, bet young the bud type of guy. Bet young the bud type of guy.
Oh, he's American, bro.
I bet young bud is the type of guy.
I bet young bud.
Like a young bud is the type of guy
to push a kid in school and say, I apologise, the ground was there. Yeah, that is John Bud, has probably said
that
before.
Nah. Muhammad probably do that though.
Nah, he's a good kid now.
Yeah, facts. Guys, today we are doing a special episode. Since everyone's results kind of went the way they wanted, there's not too much to talk about here. Chelsea had a couple big wins, so shout them out. But if you want, you can do a little thing.
I did it in the
intro.
Yeah.
True.
Great results.
But true. Yeah. Samuel, Liverpool won for the first time in 5 games. Happy?
Is it? Nah, we beat Fulham.
Okay.
We beat Fulham the other game.
All right.
The other day. So good. It's not first in. What are you laughing at?
And Arsenal win again as usual. So there's nothing too much to talk about. But we're doing under 21s. Oh. Best under 21 players in the Prem episode. Bud has his own top 10. Samuel has his own top 10. Jeremy has his own top 10. Mike has his own top 10. This is throwback to old Let 'Em Shoot episodes.
Yeah, when we used to do
when we used to bring our own top 10s and do top 10 this, top 10 that. So the parameters were they have to be 21 while max 21 while the season's on. That's max the only parameter. Best under 21 players in the Prem.
Are we not going to talk about Nunes?
We can do it at the end.
Talk about what?
Darwin deleting all his Liverpool photos. Yeah. That's what he's talking
chaos,
about.
Chaos kid.
Chaos the kid.
It is a bit weird though.
It is weird.
80 mil, two seasons.
Yeah.
He said, give me my money.
It's rough. We're doing best under 21s. So, Bud, you're going to start. You're going to give us your honorable mention. Actually, no. You can do the honorable. We'll do the honorable mentions at the very end.
Us?
In case somebody has it. Bud, you're going to give us your 10. Samuel, your 10. Me, 10. Mike, 10. Then we'll go back around. Yeah, we'll debate.
Back around. Let's go.
We'll see who's had a little bit of a howler. I want you to justify why they're in your top 10. Because being in the top 10...
tough.
That's a big deal.
It's a
top 10 under 21 players.
It's a big range.
It's a big deal.
It's a big list.
It's a lot.
You know, Kendrick and Drake been beefing. So what have they been beefing about?
Baby BMs, fiancés,
under 21s,
liposuction,
young kids.
Young kids.
There we go. Young
Millie Bobby Brown.
So we're doing under 21 episode.
Drake's beating
Kendrick.
Yeah, Kendrick's beating BMs.
Drake's touching
Millie Bobby Brown.
Exactly. And trying that's to why we're doing under 21's episode.
Oh, yeah.
A minor.
She's
still
A
under
minor.
21.
Jeez.
She would be under 21.
She's probably under 18. She's
probably 18 or 19.
She's married though now. We should have done an under 21.
She's probably 18 now or 19 max.
Should have done an under 21's like movie list.
Movie
list. What does that mean?
Like
she's 20.
Celebrities.
I don't know enough.
What
bro.
Kind of list are you going? Like best actors?
And just actresses? Best celebrities. Ooh. We should do a best celebrities.
I think you're flirting with a...
oh, I'll bleep this question out, but me and Sammy just saw a TikTok before and it was this school in Victoria.
Oh my God.
And the four kids got suspended because all the year 11s at the school, the guys, were on Discord and they made a tier list of like the girls in their year and it was like...
Wifey,
blah, blah, cutie, blah, blah, blah. Object was orange. The red was...
I'll say it.
No, I don't want to. I can't be bothered editing it out.
We're gonna leave this in. That was the bottom one.
That was the red, and there was like seven.
The one, the one above that was Get Out. The one above that was Object. Then it was like
an object was full. Like
yeah, object
you couldn't see the photos, but it went like double lines.
But the bottom one had like eight people in it. In that,
and it
category.
Got leaked. It was on the Discord chat.
That's horrible.
To even think about doing that stuff, you gotta
school
be
kids.
Private school,
grammar,
of course,
grammar,
yeah.
And all them guys have become politicians as well.
Bud, you want to say something? I'll turn your mic down.
No.
Okay.
Go Chris.
All right. Bud, kick us off. You're number 10. 10th best under 21 in the Prem.
Just got to wipe the dust off my notepad. Haven't used this in a while. We haven't done one of these in ages. So my number 10 in the top 10 best players under 21 goes to Udogie. I put Udogie in my number 10 spot. I think start of the season, this guy was in contention for already one of the best signings for Tottenham. Strong set, strong left back, can go up and down. Defensively, very solid. Not many players got past him at the start of the year.
Did you write this description down?
No.
Why? It doesn't look like you're reading it off the...
Oh, shit, sorry.
No, it's okay.
But yeah, I just at the start of the year, I was very impressed with the... what's the word? The recruitment Ange did with Udogie.
They signed Udogie last year, but...
From where? Was it Atalanta, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know where it was.
Well, yeah, anyways, it was on loan.
I was very impressed with this transfer. And just watching him week in, week out, it's very impressive at the start of the year. A couple of injuries and now he's out for the season. So
I've got Adogi in my list.
Same.
He's just not 10th.
I've got him 10th.
Okay, you got him 10th as well. Yeah. Oh, is it you and Bud same brain today?
Yeah, same brain.
I hate him.
Go, shake hands. So Samuel doesn't really need to say too much.
Yeah.
I'll go my 10 and it's the first... I didn't want to be doing giving these guys praise, but they got some good under 21 players. So my 10 is a guy who plays. He's a midfielder, attacking. I'd say we play pretty similar, to be honest. But it's up to you to decide. Very technically gifted. I went Kani Chukwuemeka as my 10.
Nice.
I feel as though he hasn't played too much this year, but when he has played,
I think he's good.
I think he's extremely.
I just
talented.
Haven't seen enough.
Yeah, fair, completely personally. Fair.
I rate Kani Chukwuemeka, to be fair. I think if he wasn't as injured, I would have added him as well because he's got everything.
Mm.
He's kind of got like that, not quite Ruben Loftus-Cheek, but that kind of guile, the way he moves, but he's a bit dangerous. He can attack. He can
still technically gifted.
And he's a bit lanky, but he
looks awkward, but he's not.
Like, yeah, you
know, it's like one of my favorite style of players.
Yeah.
I had him... Honorable mentions.
Okay.
Since yeah,
no
he's
one
nice.
Put him else in the list. So
just yeah, that. That's my 10. Carney.
My 10, I'm going Lewis Smiley. I feel like this guy is very good talent. I feel like to come into a Newcastle side in that kind of way where there's a lot of expectation, he did really well. And I feel like they needed him to do well. He stood up. And you need that from your young guys. Because I feel like some young guys, they come in and they don't quite, it doesn't quite work, whereas with him, it looked like he's been in the first team football for his whole career. And I feel like he can build off this season and become like a top level talent, you know, over the next few years. So
yeah. I feel as though it's a little bit of hating if you don't have Miley on your list.
Yeah.
I don't have Miley on my list.
I don't have Miley on my list. And I feel as though when I hear it, it's like I really should have him on my list. Because he's, what, 17 or 18? 17 years old. And to be... that good at 17 and
composure like, as well. It's
able to be so involved in games. It's not like he just like goes forever.
Yeah.
He's like involved and he's like a big part of Newcastle. So I think it is hating and I don't have him on my list.
Yeah, neither do I, to be honest. Mark, you might as well go 9.
My 9, I feel like a lot of people will have this guy higher, but I think from what I've seen so far, which is probably more recent than the whole season, I've gone Jared Braithwaite. I think he's... an exceptional centre-back. I feel like at the start of the season, there was other English centre-backs which were probably in front of him or defenders, whereas I think he's kind of put himself in that position now where you're like, he could be going to the Euros. He's quality, composed. That partnership with Tarkowski now, you're seeing Everton not lose
clean
games.
Clean sheets, bro.
They're getting clean sheets. And that's definitely him stepping into that role, as well as Tarkowski supporting him. But he's got the mentality, I think, to be a top tier English centre back, and we've only just seen that. And I feel like you give him a whole season next season, you know, he could really be one of the guys for England coming up.
Yeah, I think he gets a big move. I've got him in my list, but yeah, a bit higher. I think he ends up getting a big move this summer. Whether it's a big move for him, like I think he goes United or something. I wouldn't be surprised if United break the bank to get him, but
he needs to go gym as well.
Yeah, he's very Stones-like when Stones was at Everton, you know, like frame-wise.
Yeah.
See Haaland just toss him around?
Yeah.
He's a big guy as well. So
he's a big guy. My number 9 is a City player. I feel like you've got to be extremely talented to ever play for City in the front four. And the games I've seen this guy play, he hasn't played too much again, but for me, he could be up there with the most talented on the list. I went with Oscar Bob.
Could be another Cole Palmer situation.
Yes.
Were you going to say that I don't have him on my list just, I haven't seen enough again.
For me, he's in my honorable mentions because I feel like it's only, like I haven't seen enough, but what I've seen,
he's,
you know, if he has like, you know, give him 10, 15 games next season, he could be higher. I think he looks like he's got a higher ceiling than Cole Palmer.
Yeah.
And I used to rate Cole Palmer. Good, he looks exceptional. But for me, it's just a games thing.
I feel like this, like the 10 to 8, you can put somebody in there and kind of just argue.
True.
It's anybody from that list, realistically.
Saying that, you have.
Mine, I think this is my first controversial one for putting him this low. But at number 9, I have Rasmus Højlund. And for me, I put Højlund this low because, yeah, he did have that nice period where he was dangerous, but to be fair, he's been playing every single game, starting every single game. There was a lot of this season where he looked very bad and he looked poor, but we've also seen how good he can be. So for me, I put him at 9.
I've got Højlund fucking high. I've got him in my top 5.
Yeah, no, I don't.
So
I'm 9.
I'm a bit, I don't know. I'll see who else is in your list.
My number 9, I've gone Madueke. I think he's one of... Mm-hmm.
Isn't he 22?
No, he's young, man.
I'm pretty sure he's 22.
Yeah, maybe he is, because I didn't put him in the shortlist.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's 22.
Oh, no, I did put him in the shortlist. He is in here.
He's 22.
But he's in the thing.
Yeah, he's 22.
I checked ages. That's okay. Why I didn't...
Yeah, that's why I didn't put him in. He would have been in my 10th list.
10th of March. Sorry, bud.
That's all right. I'll just put Chukwumeke in then. I'll put him in number 9.
Okay.
Because he was in between those
yeah,
two.
Yeah, fair enough. He was in the shortlist, my bad.
That's all right.
I mean, production's bad. Bud went Chukwumeke.
Yep.
Yeah, great pick, bud. Great pick. Chukwumeke. That's yeah, ball nice. Knowledge.
He's good. He's very steezy on the ball.
Very. Very.
He's very tidy player. Shaman didn't get to see much.
Yeah.
True.
It's like most Chelsea players this year.
Yeah.
My number 8 was Branthwaite.
Number 8? Yeah, mine is Branthwaite as well.
Okay.
You two. Different 8?
Højlund. I think...
I had Højlund high.
I think I like Højlund, but I think United didn't help with where like he should be. Like, where I would have put him, United didn't help that. So, being at United and not scoring for that long, like, was it... 12 games, 13. Yeah. That kind of was a big factor as to why I didn't put him in. I liked watching him in the Champions League, but to not carry that form into the Prem was a bit like, okay, what's going on?
It's definitely probably the hardest situation a 21-year-old or whatever he is, 20-year-old could go into.
Yeah.
Going to starting 9 for United is, that's probably one of the hardest things that a player could do. So I guess he was in a difficult situation. I feel as though he's come out of it at the end of the year and everyone probably thinks... like positively of him.
I think so.
Nobody thinks this guy's a flop.
I've got him higher than, I mean, 5, but Mike, who is your number 8?
8. I think my 8 for me were, let me go back. Yeah, my 8 is Kobbie Mainoo. A lot of people might say this is low, but I think I'm basing this more on not so much his talent, because talent alone, I'd probably put him way higher, but I think it's hard to know exactly where he stands because you can argue he hasn't played too many games. Yeah. But I also think he's playing for a side that is struggling. And I feel like you couple that along with maybe other players in this list that have played more games that have been maybe a bit more consistent. Then I think that's where I fit him. But in terms of talent, he's elite. And I didn't want to be biased and put him like top 5 in my perspective because I don't think he's there yet. Because I think there's other dudes in this list that have done more for longer. But yeah, he's an exceptional talent and that's why he's 8 for me.
I'm going to be interested to see who Mike has above
God
him. I can't say anything now because we don't know the rest of his list.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But I have Mainoo higher.
Yeah, me too.
My 7 is... Udogie has been said.
My 7 hasn't been said.
Mine hasn't either.
Do you want to go? MJ, has your 7 been said?
No.
Yeah, you can go.
My 7 is Connor Bradley.
Nice.
Oh. I feel like the reason why I put him there is I think he stepped into a side that had a lot of expectation. At the time, they were trying to push for the league title. He was having huge performances at home, huge performances away. And I feel like he's definitely... positioned himself to be that next guy. And I'm very impressed. But yeah,
I don't want to argue with you too much because I really like Bradley. Bradley didn't get in my list. I could have put him and I don't argue with you for putting him. But to put him over Mainoo for me is very questionable.
Fixture-wise, surely.
Mainoo's played more than Bradley. I think he's had more impact than Bradley.
Way more impact.
Bradley did have a big impact, I think. And I feel as though we were good when he was playing and he was good. But I just think that
impact was and how good the level that he got to and how good the level he is right now, Mainoo, compared to Bradley is...
Bradley just rode a wave for me. He rode a wave well. He did well. And now the main guy's back, so he just has to wait his turn again.
Mm. Yeah. He's injured, but yeah.
I mean, like...
Even if he wasn't.
You know what I mean? Like, he rode Trent his wave well. I'm not saying he did bad. I'm just saying he took his opportunity, did well in those moments, but...
It wasn't a small opportunity, though. It was like, it was a few months.
Yeah, I think you're under.
I'm giving him his praise. I'm saying he did, like, well for Liverpool.
In a much better team as well.
And he did probably better defensively and in other roles, better than the actual right back in Trent. But I just think that everyone knew once Trent comes back, he would still start.
But that's not a fair argument because who at United is going to step in front of Kobbie Mainoo? What? Who do they have that's
No, I'm saying injured. This is why I didn't put in Bradley.
I think you're using a separate non-comparable argument to discredit Connor Bradley that doesn't really apply to Kobbie Mainoo.
No, I'm just saying I didn't put in Bradley because I was just saying like he was good, but he said he didn't put him in.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was kind of connecting that.
That's fair. Mainoo's, I think you should be in.
Mainoo started 20 games this year.
It's pretty crazy.
And Bradley started 10.
Yeah.
Just quietly.
All right. Well, I mean, I'll swap them too, but that's probably where I'm at.
Okay. I feel like if you have Bradley in your list, you can justify it.
Yeah, definitely.
My only thing is about him being above Mainoo.
Yeah, I mean, I can argue that, but I think...
We're doing 10-game wonders.
I think not having him is criminal, to be fair. But
10-game wonders. I could have a good 10-game stint. Are you going to put me
I don't
in?
Think so.
My number
these,
seven.
These you're also talking about a dude who's at a top three side. It's completely different to somebody who's, you know, trying to break into the top five, top six, and the struggling side as well.
It is
better in the struggling.
But we'll see who else is on your list.
So doesn't that make it better?
Well, you could argue that he looks better because he's in a bad team, can't you? Whereas this guy looked good in a good team or a team people consider.
No, but
good.
It wasn't like because the team. I'm not saying Mainoo looked good. It's because Mainoo looked good because he looked good.
He's good, but also the team isn't good. So he looks even better.
Nah, because why would you get caught off England?
He said.
Huh?
You don't just get caught off for England because you look good in a shit team.
Of course you do.
Because they see your qualities.
Yeah, but that also helps though, doesn't it?
Being shit in a good team.
Huh?
Being good in a shit team helps.
I'm saying you stand out more, don't you?
Okay, so why didn't Barkley make it?
He should have made it.
But he didn't. He didn't play for England. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he did play one game. Yeah, you're right. He did come on.
That's what I'm saying.
No, okay.
I'm not. I rate Mainoo. For me, no, based on talent, Mainoo's he should be. I've said it.
He's not a player that, like, only look good because of his. Like,
I'm not saying
of
that.
United.
I'm not saying he only looks good because of United.
No, but it was more that Mainoo looked good. If United were good, Mainoo would still look the exact same for me.
And on that point, he looked good for England. And I'm not discrediting Mainoo. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but
Connor
for you
Bradley.
To have Bradley over him over a 10-game stint and saying that you didn't see enough of Mainoo
okay.
when you played 20.
But you think he should be in the list?
Who?
Connor Bradley.
No, I'm not saying I didn't put him in my list.
Why not?
But for you to have Mainoo higher, I mean, to have Bradley higher than thing and say before that you said Mainoo.
That's irrelevant if you don't even have him in your list. Why are you arguing with
no,
me?
Because I'm saying why is he higher than this when your argument was for Mainoo, he didn't play enough games. You didn't see him enough, but this guy played 10 games.
No, I'm saying it like where he's in my list compared to others. Right. I think there's other players which I went back and said, look, I should have swapped him, but compared to the rest of the list, I think there's dudes that have.
So you only swapped him because of the games, not because of how they played.
Yeah, pretty much.
Interesting.
You got seven. We can come back to this. I'm sure we'll touch on
it again because it's going to come up again.
Yeah, Mark is going to have more players, so we'll be able to see who's above who.
Yeah.
For me, my number seven is a player that I've previously hated on. It's a player that I haven't understood how, like, why he's been classed as this amazing young star. And he plays for my own club, Liverpool. And for me, at number seven, I have Harvey Elliott. This season...
I've got him way higher.
This season, I've seen that Harvey Elliott, for me, is one of the best youngsters in the Premier League, one of the best youngsters in the world. And he has been so good for Liverpool, regardless of when he plays and when he's... Like, if he comes on, if he starts, he's been so good. And just in 2024, in all of Europe, he's got the third most assists, only behind De Bruyne, and it was someone else.
I've got him way, way, way higher. So I'll go at you a bit when I get to him.
Sure. Well, the rest of my list is very good. So,
well,
I didn't have Elliot because his mum's racist. There's no way your mum can be racist and you could allow that as well.
What do you mean allow that?
He didn't say mum stop, did he?
You want him to come out online and say so, mum stop?
No, but him not retaliating in a way shows that this probably happened before.
You just forgot him. Just say you forgot him.
Yeah, I don't want to make yeah. You better not have a. We better not do a centre backs list, and you have John Terry in the list at all.
Will you definitely
make
would.
Sure?
John Terry.
Yeah, make sure.
He's actually racist.
Yeah. So okay, I won't.
Okay, make sure.
So now,
if Elliot that's your justification, you good.
Yeah, that can't be your he's justification. Racist.
No, if that's your he's justification, fine.
How is Elliot racist?
How do we know he didn't say anything to his mum about this?
So you're making up stuff about somebody. If his mum's potentially be racist.
If his mum's comfortable with being. Saying whatever she said to him over messages, Lord knows what he's been saying back as well.
Yeah, so you're making things up. You're making things up. Listen, so you're putting him in a list over something his mum said.
As long as we see consistency from Bud, I'm okay with that.
He's
justification.
Racist. His mum's racist. He's racist.
Mark, you got Elliot in your list?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go one position higher. Number six been said again. I've got Kobbie Mainoo.
Okay.
You guys can go.
I have him way higher. So
I have way higher. My number six, I had Gusto for Chelsea. I think this year, with what we had, with obviously the right back we had captain out, we needed someone to step up. But the team's performances, I think he's been one of our best players this season.
He's been exceptional.
I think he's been so good.
He stepped into that role. And now he's not just made it like, oh, okay, he's filled in for the guy. Now there's talks of what's going to happen to Reece because this guy's played exceptionally well in this position. So everyone's kind of like, well, if Reece comes back.
There's a conversation to be had.
Yeah, we don't. He can't just walk into that spot anymore.
Crazy.
Like how he used to when he just came back from injuries. Great. There's more pressure on it now. So it's just, it's good. It's good to have. And yeah, like I said, this guy's been exceptional this year, attacking and defensively.
I've got Gusto way higher.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Mike, you got a different player?
Oh, what number is this?
Six.
Six.
I got a different player too.
My number six, Rico Lewis. I think I think talent wise, he should be higher. But it's a weird thing because he's not starting every week. And I feel like you've got to give credit to dudes who have either been in this position for longer, like they've had 2-3 seasons where they've kind of been around it, or they're like clear starters. But in terms of talent, he's up there. Like he could definitely be one of the players, if you look in the next 2-3 years, he's starting for England. To be able to play in that treble winning side for City as well, that's got to be understated, but yeah, he's an incredible player, and he could easily be higher, definitely.
He's at the top of your list, MJ. I'm really wondering.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got a different one. My number six is a player that I don't rate too highly personally, but I know that he's good, and I know that he's capable of being a star, and at the moment, he's probably one of the best youngsters in the world, and obviously in the Premier League, that's why he's in this list. But for me, number six is he likes to do the suey Garnacho.
I don't have him on my list.
He's in my list.
I feel as though he just has to be on your list, and I think it's definitely hating if you don't have him on your list.
I don't think he has to be on your list.
I think he does have to be.
I don't think he does.
Yeah, I've got him a bit higher, to be fair.
Garnacho's, me personally, I don't even love Garnacho, but I feel as though it's definitely hating if you don't have
him on your list. You love his game?
I'm saying like I don't love his game.
So why is he in the list for you?
Because he's performing to a pretty high standard for somebody who's his age and for the team that he's playing for as well. I feel as though they're a big club and he's been one of their best players this season and most consistent performers. So for me, he's
I don't have Garnacho on my list.
Why is that? Is it because you don't like his game?
I just don't rate him. I don't think he's that good. I think he has ability in terms of he's got pace.
He's direct.
Yeah, he's quite direct. And I think he has kind of an instinct for goal.
I don't know.
But as a player, I don't see the big deal personally in Garnacho. There's a lot of players. Like, I think Madueke is a much better player than Garnacho. I think there's players that have played. I think James McAtee is a better player than Garnacho, but
he plays with Messi.
Just
being a better player doesn't, like, in terms of footballing aesthetic.
Well, they're the same age. I'm just comparing him to, like, his aesthetic peers.
Doesn't mean better player, but you know that.
I agree with Samuel. I think he deserves to be in the top 10.
And I think if you look at this season as well, there's 100%. Been moments where he was the guy for United this week, this game, next game. Like, he's been the guy.
He's played probably, he's been things go-to man.
Yeah, and I feel like...
Yeah, coming on or
to be
starting.
To be that young and to be able to step into being the leader in terms of, like, he's working hard, he's scoring, he's assisting, he's
outperforming
to the other guy,
who you love.
That's why, like, and not so much on talent, I have him higher, but just more on what he's actually doing this season. I think he's moving like he's 26
when
he's still a youngster. And I feel like that's maybe why he should be higher for me.
From the end of last season to now is a big jump for me, for Garnacho. I think he's been very, like, he's matured very well. He's done more than just, I guess, people expected. He's doing defensive work as well. He knows his role. For me, someone that knows their role in the squad and plays, and when they go out, they can follow instructions and do them, is a good thing to have.
He's also giving United fans a bit of hope.
And he can score and assist at any time now.
So number five is mine is Hoyland.
Fair enough.
Yeah, same.
Based on what? I wonder why he's so high.
It's his first season in the league as a striker.
It's a hard position, mate, to come into.
Yeah, he's playing for one of the most scrutinised clubs in the world. He's young. He went 11 games without scoring at the start of the year, which could potentially ruin some people's career with all the scrutiny he was getting.
Yeah.
Bounced back.
Yeah.
Scored 7 or 8 games running. Yeah. I think he was good even in the games before he was scoring. Okay. He finished the Champions League group stage top scorer. For me, Hoyland, as a number 9, he's done what he's been asked to do this season. And it was a big position to fill considering they sold Ronaldo, they got rid of Cavani, and it was only him. He's the only option to play there. I think he is the mold that they wanted. And I think based on, they paid a big fee. Yeah.
That was a lot of money.
And I don't think that's justified just yet, but he is only 21 or 20. So for me, he's only going to improve, and that's his first season in the league.
Interesting.
Mm. Not against having him that high at all.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we'll see who you have above.
Nah, it's just, I just wanted to know why.
Because do you have Hoyland in your list?
He had him already. Yeah. He had him 9 or 8.
8. 9.
So Udogie.
Hoyland.
Yeah.
Chukwueke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I was just interested because you didn't have Garnacho.
My number 5.
Don't like him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's good. That's why I don't have him.
Yeah.
Not because I don't like him. I don't like him.
My number 5 hasn't played a single game this season. Is it too
high? You were going to have Madueke over Hoyland.
Yeah.
Based on what?
What do you mean based on
what? Based on what? It's a simple question.
Based
3
on
weeks.
Yeah.
Ability.
Okay.
He's good, yeah.
Yeah. Based on ability.
Yep.
Based on games he's played.
What do you mean games he's played? What does that mean?
Like, he's in watching him play. Like, games he's played.
Doesn't mean anything.
Well, it does to me.
What does that mean?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
What does based on games he's played mean?
Like, what he's done in the games. Does impact?
Okay.
Same thing still.
I don't know what that means.
I don't think his impact is like.
I don't think
like
he's impactful really. At all. I think he's aesthetically pleasing to watch. I think he's got good qualities. He's talented, but impact, he doesn't have any. Rarely impact until the last couple of weeks.
In games, he does have impact. That doesn't mean it led to a goal or something.
I feel as though there's many games
he still has impact in games for Chelsea.
I feel like impact is like Doku drip. Mm-hmm. If you're going to compare like wingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's different. That's different though. I'm saying because of Chelsea and what they are, it's hard to have impact in that team. And I feel like he's been one of the best players.
The prime example of that.
Yeah. But I'm saying he's one of them as well.
Listen, I was just bringing the argument since you wanted to question Hoyland.
Yeah, and I answered.
I feel like Hoyland's done much more than Madueke has this season.
Different plays. Different positions.
He did it in
Champions League.
Done in the league. He started slow, but he's done it. He's in a tougher situation, you'd argue.
Madueka was doing it in the cups. Piss off. Now doing it in the league.
This guy's lost
the league. He's not doing shit in the league. The only games he's played well are the games you've won 5-0. Aside from that, when has Madueke turned up in a big game?
I think he's played well with
he hasn't even started any games. He's played well in the minutes he's had.
Yeah.
He was awful.
Jesus.
He got dragged in that
game.
Like
I said, everyone was bad that day.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't just him.
He brought up that game, so I was just telling you.
Yeah, I know. I was just telling you as well.
So what games do you think he's played well?
He's not going to be able to
play. I know.
It's going to be the last 3 weeks.
Okay. There's plenty more. We can talk about that.
We'll talk about it after. We don't want to waste time on Madueke.
Yeah,
You just saw him FaceTime Ruby Rose and you put him in your list. Yeah, he hasn't done anything to me in the list.
You know Haaland, Hoyland.
You think Madueke,
he went 13-5.
Yeah.
Was when he scored 13-0 was during the Champions League run. So there's no excuse for not scoring in 13 games.
Well, he scored in the Champions League.
He scored. I'm pretty sure he scored four in the Champions League.
Him scoring in the Champions League makes his case in the Prem worse.
Why?
Why didn't he score for 13 games?
He was getting used to the league.
He played every single game.
You know, it's hard for strikers.
One goal.
But we're not saying
he needed one goal. But he didn't need 13
but
in
it's
13.
Not, the 13, you don't focus on Madueke's bad parts when you're saying where Madueke should be in the list. But when you talk about Hoyland, why don't you focus on his good parts the same way you focus on Madueke's good parts?
His good parts is him making the list. He made the top 10 for me.
Yeah, but you're saying that Madueke would
be
more
because... The difference between them is one spot.
Yeah.
It's not like it's like five.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
literally
know.
One spot.
No, I'm not saying that. It's just your description of him.
Yeah. But I'm saying there's no excuse.
Anyway.
Not scoring.
Some leagues... The fifth place is now Champions League. Mm-hmm. So in my first Champions League spot, I'm going with, like I said, a guy who hasn't played yet this season. Is it too high to put somebody who hasn't played yet this season just because of what I saw him do last season? Maybe. But for me, number five is Romeo Lavia.
I've got him higher.
And for me, he's one of the best midfielders in his position, especially for players under 21. And he's gone to Chelsea. I really wish we'd got him at Liverpool. He's been very unlucky, obviously, with injury to be out for the whole season.
You guys got to get your money out, bro.
The whole season. And yeah, he was bought for a lot of money as well. But last season, what we saw him do at Southampton, for me, he's got a spot cemented in the top five for me.
Yeah, I've got a question on your list, and I'll get to it when you mention the player that's above him.
I didn't put him in my list at all. Purely because I'm not going to cap and say I watched him last year. That's my reason. He's a good player, but I can't say he can be in my list if I haven't watched him at all.
I think I'm trying to base my list on this season. So based on that, I didn't have him in. But in terms of like pure talent, yeah, of course. He was exceptional last year.
The only highlight I have...
Him and Cisco as well. I would have put in my list this season, but Cisco's just come back.
Yeah.
Levy has played 20 minutes or something, so it was too hard to put them both in. Nah. I like him. He's real good.
You got five.
My five's Hoyland, I said. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. MJ, you're five.
Is this, I thought we just did five.
Did you do one?
You didn't say yours.
I don't think you said yours.
I said Hoyland.
No, you didn't say it, but yeah. You both had Hoyland. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Well,
Is it my go again?
I can get rid of my four because it's been said.
My four's been said as well.
I haven't said my five.
Oh.
My five, Ansu Fati.
Shut up.
No.
What?
Shut up.
What?
What do you mean, shut up?
So let me...
What?
See the way this guy tried to argue with me? See the way this guy tried to argue with me?
This is based off...
Conor Bradley?
This is based off
what?
Pure talent, ability,
ability,
and I've watched him play.
Nah.
Where have you watched Ansu Fati play?
So you watch Barca
I know you didn't
watch
the Prem.
That's not a question
minutes,
for me to ask.
20 minutes
I mean,
for
that's
Brighton.
Not a question for me to answer.
This,
why?
Nah, this guy's
where,
not serious.
Literally, where have you seen him play? Where? You watch Barca play?
Obviously, I've seen him play at Barca.
So you watch Barca play more than you watch Chelsea play against Southampton.
No, I've watched... Him play more than
he didn't play for Barca.
How have you watched him play more than Chelsea? Probably played Southampton. They played him twice last season. That's more games than you've seen.
I'm not gonna, like I said, I wasn't gonna cap and say I watched Lavia. I didn't watch him.
But you haven't watched Fati.
When did you watch Fati? You're capping.
He didn't play for Barca at all last year. So when were you watching Fati?
I've watched Fati play
when
all last year.
I know his ability.
When
all the year before.
You're putting Lavia in your list. He hasn't played.
He hasn't played for a long time.
I watched him play last year
since he was young.
Last year.
Yeah,
it would have been
so he didn't play this season at all, and you put a player in your list, they didn't play this season as well.
He's been injured.
Ooh. Fatty's played this season at least.
Yeah.
But I've still seen Fatty.
I've probably watched Lavia way more than you've watched Fatty.
Of course.
Like I said, you've put a player that hasn't played this whole season in your list for this year.
But because he's good.
You're player. Getting angry because I've put Fatty in who
but the list has,
I've seen play in
the
Barca.
List was best
I've
seen players play under 21.
Fatty hasn't been that's good for worse. 3 years.
That's not worse than him than Lavia being in the
when
list.
Is Fatty
when
been
was the
good?
Last time Fatty was good?
Why does he need to be good for to be in this list?
Why does he need to be good?
Because we're doing the players.
We're doing the best under 21 players. And you're bringing players who aren't even good.
It's not the most informed.
Yeah, it's the best players under 21. What? How is he it's getting to
just,
that list?
So if a player that was just informed for the last like couple weeks should be more in this list than Fatty.
Well, no, you just got angry at us for having-
You put Madueke in your list.
Yeah, and you got angry at us for having- You got angry at us for having a player who hasn't played this season. So obviously yours is based off- Yours is based off-
I didn't get angry at you guys for putting
Lavia. So then why is-
That's false. I said, put my hand up. I haven't watched Lavia play. That's it. That's all I said. Wasn't angry.
But you have Fatty. You haven't watched Fatty play.
I've watched Fatty way
he's
more.
He's played 400 minutes this year. So probably he's played like seven or eight games.
I've watched Fatty play way more than Lavia.
How have you watched him play how way more? When did you watch Brighton this season?
When Thing played.
Who?
When Fatty's played.
Why have you watched Brighton this Barca, season?
And I've seen him at Barca.
When did you see him at Barca? You just that's now like claiming you watch Barca play.
Max.
It's not claiming I watch Barca, but when I've watched Barca, I've seen Fatty on the field.
You think, so you don't watch Barca very much, but you think the times that you did watch Barca, which is very scarcely. Yeah. How is it more than Lavia, but now you watch the Prem all the time so you can see Fatty play for Brighton?
Yeah, but.
What do you mean? I just said I haven't watched Lavia play.
But you're so saying you watch Fatty play.
Yeah.
More than
Lavia.
I'm questioning that's it because what, Fatty
how are you
played,
questioning it?
Fatty probably has. He has 400 minutes this season. Right. You're claiming to have watched him more. But last season, you didn't watch just the
that's
Premier
really
League.
That's already 400 minutes more than I've seen Lavia play.
You watched him every minute. You watched
all this season.
Games than you watched
but
Chelsea
you didn't
games.
See Lavia play at all last season.
You watched more Brighton games than Chelsea games this season.
Not just, like, obviously I may have watched the games, but I'm not, like, looking at Lavia like he's. It's like watching a Bournemouth player play. Like, it's not someone I've focused on.
And so even when Chelsea signed Lavia, you never thought, oh, let me go watch this guy play when they signed him.
Like I said, I didn't watch him.
So why are you claiming-
Highlights is different to watching
oh, we
a
signed
game.
Lavia, is we signed six? Lavia.
I know for a fact you haven't sat there and watched an Ansu Fati game this year.
That's what you think, bro.
It's true.
I'm not arguing if I know what I've seen.
I've seen
Fati 400 minutes. What was it? 400
Zerbi
minutes?
Himself said he hasn't done enough.
I've seen 400 more minutes than I have Lavia.
That should tell you.
You've watched every minute of Fati's season.
Obviously, it's like, I'm just saying.
No, you said I've watched 400 more minutes than Lavia.
But I'm over-exaggerating because I'm saying I've still watched him more than I have.
Why are you over-exaggerating? Just say the truth.
I have watched Fatty more than I've watched Lavia. That's the truth.
Okay. That just doesn't make sense.
And so Fatty, the guy hasn't been good.
It doesn't make
he
sense.
Hasn't been good for minimum 2 years, by the way.
Minimum.
So I don't know where did you base this, the fact that he's good off?
The last time Fatty was good, Messi was still at Barca, by the way.
Yeah.
If you guys were wondering.
Before that knee injury.
The
first one.
Yeah.
So when I said that's I don't think Garnacho has ability, and you said, well, it's not all about ability. It's just about-
No. I just asked you a question. Why are you putting him there? That's it.
And I didn't put him in at
put
all.
Who in?
I didn't asked have you him. Why you put Højlund.
Yeah. I didn't say anything about Højlund. I said, when I said
yeah,
I don't rate
Garnacho-
Yeah, I
asked you why you didn't put him, and you answered me. That's it.
Yeah, you said it doesn't have- It's not about ability.
No, but I asked you a question, you answered it. That's it.
Okay, so now Fatty it's about ability. Now it's about ability. Like
no, it's not.
Now it's about- You just said it's about ability.
No, you asked me why, and I said, because his ability and talent.
How many minutes have you watched
in
the
Who?
I don't know.
45 minutes
in time. Yeah. If it's 1 minute, it's more than I've watched Lavia.
So you didn't watch Chelsea
So you didn't watch when Lavia
season?
Played for Chelsea this season?
Like I just said.
You just admitted to not watching football for your team.
Didn't Lavia play 20 minutes this season?
It's like 30 minutes. Yeah. Like 20
not,
something minutes.
Like I'm saying, it's still more than, okay. Fatty's still more. Whatever it is, it's still going to be more. Fatty.
Shouldn't he be first then?
Who?
Fatty, based on like his talent?
Nah.
Yeah, if it's
not just the most talented.
So what is it then?
Well, he's got it pretty hard. He's got nothing talent.
It's under 21. The top five list.
It's under 21s.
Yeah.
Yes. And he was their best player every single game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was one of the best players
notably,
last year.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, he's just
less defensively.
Good.
Yeah, just good.
But he's so good on the ball.
So good on the ball. Anyway, City Bud's boys, gone. Man. Bud's number five was
Ansu Fati.
Samuel went
I said Lavia 5.
Lavia, I had Hoyland. MJ had Hoyland.
Yeah.
All right, so number 4, I had Gusto.
I had Gusto 4.
Same.
So we all had Gusto 4.
Lewis. I had Rico Lewis 4.
And Bud had Rico Lewis 4.
Gusto for me is the highest Chelsea player just because
I think Lavia higher, but yeah.
Yeah, I think Gusto this season has been, like Bud said, unbelievable. I thought, in his first few games, I thought, this guy is shit. I even said, far out, this guy is shit, he stinks. Then, watched him more. Unbelievable.
Yeah, extremely composed on the ball.
Unbelievable.
Got rapid, clamps. Can go forward, can defend 1v1 as much as one needs to be a good right back, yeah. I think. More so than Trent. But I'd say his best attribute is definitely on the ball. Day. He can play inverted if he needs to. He can play as a wide fullback, could play in a back five. And I think he can really do everything.
He's very comfortable on the ball. You don't look, when you watch him, it doesn't look like he just wants to offload it. Just
no, get rid of the ball.
He
ball.
Wants to take yeah. touches, sometimes yeah. too many touches.
Yeah.
He wants like the ball, he's definitely.
Great. And he can whip in
so
a ball.
So we've all gone 4. Now 3. This is the top 3.
Best youngsters. Mine's been said.
Mike, you want to start? Mine's been said as well.
Mine's been said, but I'm going Destiny Doggy. I think he's incredible. You could have argued probably best left back. Our top 2 left backs in the league this season, definitely. His impact was outrageous. And I think if you look at just like what he can do in his career, he could be phenomenal, you know. He's gone from being somebody who they weren't quite sure of to being like a shoo-in in that team to having such a huge influence. If you look at Tottenham at the start of the season, he was part of that system. Defensively incredible, going forward incredible. Energy, like there's not much you can say. For me, like he's a clear standout, and it's unfortunate he's injured, but for me, he's a clear standout for anybody who's under 21 this season in terms of impact in games, like games, not 1 in 5 games, back-to-back, just dominant. Yeah,
I agree.
I think he's incredibly smart, and I think he's incredibly talented as well.
And big and fast and physical.
Nah,
and
see,
and
that's what people would think.
Yeah, no, I was joking.
But he's incredibly smart, and to be able to play inverted the way that he plays inverted, and for a fullback to be as good on the ball as he is, he's probably, he'd be one of the best on he's the ball great. In the world as a fullback.
So you feel a way about Bud having him 10 or no?
I had him 10
well,
as well.
Well, there's no point arguing with Bud, to be
okay,
fair.
I had him 10 as well.
I mean, I'm disappointed in you, Bud. Yeah, I don't want to argue with Bud.
I feel as though this end period where Tottenham have been average really got in my head. I think definitely, yeah, I think he definitely should be higher, but I do think that this end period, like the last couple months, pretty much anything outside the first 10 games for Tottenham.
Fair enough. I had, was that your 4 or 3?
3.
Three. I had Harvey Elliott 3. I think
that's big for you as well.
Listen,
I haven't been
behind. Listen, I'm not opposed to saying my bad on players, and I used to not rate Harvey Elliott at all. What I've seen of him this year, I rate him very highly.
Yeah,
I think on the ball, he has the ability to play as an attacking midfielder, can pick a pass, can dribble. He is, when he does play wide, I don't think wide is his best position. I think it is in the midfield. But when he does play wide, he still can go 1v1. He still can deliver a ball. Impact. He can still make a pass. And I think just watching him this season, how he's affected the Liverpool team when he has come off the bench, which is a lot of the games. I think he's only started like 10 games.
Yeah, most of the
but
games.
But when he has come on, he's always made a difference. He's had a couple game winners. He's had moments which have really picked Liverpool up. And I think for me, Harvey Elliott, for him only starting 10 games, it's kind of like first season Foden when Foden was only starting a handful of games, but he was making a difference off the bench. And I think ability-wise, there's not too many higher than Harvey Elliott
and to,
at that age group.
To think he's under 21 as well, like, or he's 21, and
I think he's
how quickly everyone was to like diminish him, like his ability and to be like just write him off. And then for him to show how good he is, even when he plays for England under 21s, or under 23s, whatever it is, he's clear beyond that. He's just like completely past
and
that.
And that's a team with like Madueke's like quality, and he's the best. Yeah. Like
he's the best, by far. He's too good for the under 23s.
You don't even realize Madueke's playing in
at
those
all.
Games.
At all.
his face pisses me off.
Harvey Elliott.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're just not putting players in for stupid reasons. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
who's number 3? My number 3 has been said already, and it's somebody who I think is probably one of the most talented players in this list, and it's Rico Lewis. I think for anybody to break into that City team is incredible for me. So, Rico Lewis.
My number three has been mentioned as well. I think MJ said him. But I've gone with Braithwaite. I think this year, like, he's looked very, very comfortable. One of the best centre-backs in the league. Left side as well. Mm. I think he's going to go for big money. And I think maybe not this Euros, but from then on, I think he's going to be the first choice CB for them.
Braithwaite? Did you say him already? You haven't said him.
Yeah, I said him, but
I've already said him.
Maybe ten or
yeah. I had him eight.
I had him eight as well. Mm. Interesting. Three.
Yeah. I think as a defender, I just value when I see a good defender, I'm like.
But Fatty had to make your list.
Fatty's not a defender.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Fatty's good, man. I don't know why he's stuck on that one.
But, mate, I just don't. Crazy. I can't see it at the moment, bro.
Oh my God, who is in your list?
Me. I've got two very good people left.
Okay. All right. So Bud had three Braithwaite.
Yeah.
Which is a bit crazy.
Yeah. I've got two very good people.
I'm left. A defender, man. You pick defenders.
Nah, he's just Braithwaite. He reminds
when you
me
see-
of. He reminds you of an English someone in the league. But don't worry. So I'm just surprised that you like him.
No, I like him.
You'll put two and two together. Number two, I have Romeo Lavia.
Nice.
I think based on ability alone, he could be one. Yeah. But just what he did for Southampton last season in the worst team in the league, carried every single game. One of the few players who wanted to show for the ball. You know, in really bad teams, you notice that people don't want the ball.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They just... Even
especially against,
I can vouch for that.
Especially against
on the weekend, even
especially against good
guys,
sides.
Guys were yelling at their teammates, saying like, "Show for the ball, want the ball." And you know, like when you're, you know, playing in such a bad team and you're versing good sides, so many players shy away from getting on the ball because they don't want to be the reason they lose the ball.
Exactly.
They don't want to be the reason the other team scored a goal. They don't want to be the reason they've coughed up the ball because they'd rather go throughout the whole game without touching the ball. Just so they don't get seen making a mistake. And Romeo Lavia, any single time he could, got on the ball, made a progressive pass, beat the line, beat the press. Just so tidy on the ball. Yes, he will lose the ball
of course.
Every now and then. But for a player that young, he's only 19 or 20.
He was only 18 last season.
He was only 18 last season.
He was
and,
young.
And for me, showed why he's one of the best midfielders in the Premier League.
Yeah. I agree with him. I just only didn't put him there. My number two is somebody who I think is having a very similar season to him this season.
Yeah.
He had it last season and it's Kobbie Mainoo. I feel as though Kobbie Mainoo, for me, is going to be the United's best player this season. He's going to win, take out every single award possible at United.
I don't think so.
Who do you think has been better than him this season for United? Sure. No way. No chance.
He has been.
I don't reckon. But anyway, for me, Mainoo has been United's best player. He's been one of... It's hard for me to see, especially in midfield. I think players can go out wide and they can be technically gifted and they can do things or they can look dangerous. But I think to go sit in the heart of midfield, he's not even a DM. He went and sat in the heart of midfield in the position where they lacked the most and he's completely just reshaped that whole position for them. And for me, he's unbelievable. And when I watch him play, he's somebody that I'm definitely jealous that we don't have him.
Do you think Mainoo is better than Lavia?
No.
Okay.
I think if Lavia played this season, for me, I think Lavia is better. And if I could pick one to have, I would have Lavia. But I just think watching Mainoo for this season and his impact that he's had on a good, like United, yes, they've underperformed, but he hasn't underperformed and they're still a good side. Whereas Lavia was playing for a team that got relegated. So I feel as though, yes, it's hard to look good in a shit. It's hard to look really good in a shit team, but you can also look better in a team where you don't watch every single game that they play. Definitely. And so for me, Mainoo's under scrutiny every single game and he's performed.
Mike too.
My number two is Harvey Elliott. I feel like people do forget that before he got that injury, he was the guy, like the up and coming dude. Like he was performing in a team that was better than Liverpool now. But in terms of what he does, how the level he's been at and the expectation that he has,
I think even for myself, I look at him, I criticize him a lot because it's, you know, it's rivalries, whatever. But in terms of actually what he brings and how old he is and how mature he kind of plays, I think it's underrated. I think he, and when you look at a lot of lists or like when people talk about youngsters, they rarely talk about Harvey Elliott, but I feel like they really should because he's at the level of all these guys. He just maybe just doesn't get the credit because he doesn't start week in, week out, but he's actually a very good talent.
He's also got that dog.
Yeah.
But who's your two?
My number two is a Manchester City winger. I've put Jeremy Doku as my second. I think this season he's come into the side and he's offered something different to what Grealish has. And for me, I like the way he plays. Ability on the ball extremely well. 1v1 ability extremely well. He offers pace. If he adds finishing to his game, I think he could easily be the best or top two left wingers in the league in 2-3 years. So for that reason, I think he's my number two winger. Or number two, but player. He can be top two wingers of the league.
That's my one.
Yeah, it's my one as well. Yeah.
That would have been my one, but it's not my one.
What happened, Michael?
No, I changed it. Don't worry.
Okay.
You don't have Docker on your list, though.
Nah.
Oh. Yo. So this guy's been going at me this whole episode.
Go back.
For fatty fire.
Go back.
I have an explanation.
Go back.
Why are you talking, bro?
Go. My number one is Manu, so it was Doku Manu.
Yeah, and my number one is...
Why is this guy talking at
me? My number one's Doku.
My number one's Doku.
Yeah. Hey, go. Who's your number one?
My number one, in terms of talent, is Doku, but...
No. Your list. Who's your number one on your list?
I'll show you.
No. Just say your list. I can...
I've chosen Garnacho for fair reasons.
No.
This was me saying Garnacho won.
Shut down.
This would have been shut off right now. The electric guy upstairs.
This is crazy.
I'm not listening
for you
to
you. Say
Chaos
this.
Ralph,
for you to say Garnacho won.
Yeah.
I'm not listening to you.
It's insane. This is why you were defending him when I said... When I said to Jeremy, why didn't you have him? You were defending Jeremy because you knew you had him one and this was coming.
Yeah, go.
I'm not listening.
Why is he one?
Go. You could talk.
No. Why is he one? I got more. I want to hear.
You can talk. I don't care.
All right, go. MJ, why do you have Garnacho one?
Well, I think if you look at this season, I think he's been United's best player the whole season. I think you can argue that Maino's been good. He's had his moments for sure. Absolutely. But in terms of, I think, what he's done, expectation from what he was last season, the state of United, how difficult it is to play at United. He's been the guy to score, to assist when they need it, to step up when they need it.
Okay.
Out of, I think, any player at that team consistently, and that's it. And I think when you've done what he's done, I have to give him credit. Because initially I was going to go with Doku, but I was like, nah, I've got to go with somebody who's done something in many games. He started every week. He's performing every week, and that's it. Because if it's purely on talent, the list is different. I would have put maybe Ansu Fati from 2019 in there. Yeah,
no.
But Doku doesn't make your list at all.
You didn't put Doku in the list.
He should be in the list for sure. I'm not saying he shouldn't be, but I'm just saying I'd rather.
That's
give
a bigger
one.
Howler than me putting Fati five.
It's not. You're just trying to.
I
agree with you.
You're trying to just move away.
I didn't put Fati top three.
Your
I
list is awful.
Five.
I think Fati is terrible, but I think to not have Doku is worse than
Okay, I'll take that.
And to then partner that with Garnacho one.
Why is Garnacho one? What kind of football you prefer as well?
I thought you
to have Garnacho one is kind of crazy.
No, I think it just shows that I can take a step back and recognize players doing different things, can't it?
No.
Garnacho's not even the best player in United.
Yeah, I agree.
Garnacho's not even the best player in United right now.
I agree.
Yeah, but I'm talking about this season. Third, fourth. Who's been better than him this season? What three players? Maino. Bruno's been better than him this whole season.
I'll take
He's been better than him, yes.
Look, I'm arguing against somebody who's got a different opinion.
What's his name? Rashford. If he puts together three games in a row where he's been good, just good, he'll take that spot off Garnacho. You know that as well.
That's ridiculous logic, mate.
It's not. I'm just saying.
Sometimes I like
I agree with you in the overarching point, but sometimes your arguments, I don't like them. They make my arguments
because
seem
they're
worse.
Funny. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, he's not.
I don't need to listen to your argument.
You're putting him somewhere here, but you've got the wrong guy there. If you had Mano here and just said, "Oh, my bad, I forgot Doku," I'd be okay with that. But for you to miss Doku,
do you think Garnacho is a better player than Doku?
No, Doku is the best youngster in the league right now.
What the hell was the list, cuz?
Yeah, but what my list?
How
is
can
based,
you say but?
My list is based off what people have done this season as well.
But the list was.
I would have put Ancisco in there. I would have put Lavi in there. What's the point of putting them guys?
You couldn't put them in there. The question was make the best list of players under 21. You wasn't best right now.
Yeah, but that's your interpretation, right? But you putting Lavi in there. How could Lavi? Why is Lavi in there? Because of the last season.
It's about the best players under 21.
Oh, but you can use this argument now.
What do you mean
about Lavi?
What argument?
He didn't have Lavia.
I didn't have Lavia.
No, but I'm saying he's using the argument I said because I didn't watch him and he didn't play this year.
I don't think that's the argument
about?
He's going
using
for.
It now.
What is this guy?
No. Leave Lavia. Leave it.
Okay.
You're trying to hook onto the Lavia thing. I'm saying to you, you put Bradley in your list.
Yeah.
How can you remember Bradley more than Doku this year?
True.
You reckon Doku has had bigger performances?
No, I'm just asking you a question.
Yeah.
I'm answering your question.
You're asking me a question.
I think Doku is a better player than Garnacho. I feel as though he's got more talent. His performances this season, if we're talking about Garnacho, like you talk about playing in a shit team, a player might look better. Yeah, Doku's going to get, if Doku played for United, he'd probably be number one by far. Like, he'd be here.
Because he's a more talented player.
You would have done the list hard.
Yeah.
You would have done the list of the best players like under 21.
Yeah.
For you, stop saying yeah.
No, but you're not listening to my argument. You're putting your argument in front of my argument and saying I should argue this.
I'm not answering a different question to you
in the whole list.
We're answering the same question.
So you're telling me in this question, mm-hmm. it's acceptable to put players in that haven't played at all?
This season, yeah.
Because you've done it. That's why.
But is the question the best right under 21 players right now, or is it the best under 21 players this season? No, it's the best under 21 players in the Premier League.
Thank you.
And also, who's having the best season?
Thank you.
Oh, fair enough. Oh, that's how I looked at it.
But do you not see that this is a big howler from you? This is worse for you to do this, is what I'm trying to say.
Hey, Riley, you want to come and sit here or you want to talk your shit over there?
What is that? I can't read it.
Oh, shit. Sorry, bud. Keep talking.
But then I don't get that right because then you...
Like, how do you not get that? You didn't put Doku in your 1 to 10 at all.
Yeah, but you had somebody like Ancisco, none of you put in your list.
I put him in honorable mention. Look, I can show you something right now as well.
He's not in your list though.
Yeah, but he's honorable mention.
Do you think he has to be in your list?
Look, I think so.
I don't think so. Yeah.
12. What do you mean I don't think so? If you put Lavia in the list, why wouldn't Ancisco be
Lavia's
in the
list? 20 times better than Ancisco.
You reckon?
I agree, yeah.
Ancisco performed for how many games last season? Maybe 8,
I'm a Lavia
7.
Fan.
He signed halfway through the season, did he not?
I don't think so.
This is, you know what this is reminding me of?
Don't say Brazil shirt.
This is MJ Brazil shirt days.
Look, I'll take that.
We're going to do a recap of the list.
But the thing is, right, Brazil shirt is way less than anything you do.
You haven't worn that shirt since, bro.
Brazil shirt
don't
is way
it's
less.
Worse than anything.
That's his go-to every time. He's only got one go-to.
I've never seen you wear that jersey, even as friends. I haven't seen you wear it out.
That's your go-to every time.
All right, guys, we'll recap our list.
That's
then
your only comeback.
We can,
I reckon you left it in your old room.
You're like Drake. You know what? You're Drake. I'm Kendrick.
You put it in your old room.
We can have an argument. We can have an argument.
Do you want to be Kendrick?
So, MJ, recap your top 10.
My top 10 is...
And do your honorable mention, and then...
You only get one honorable mention.
My honorable mention is Oscar Bob. So not I said at the start.
Not Doku.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Nah, I said Doku is the best player, but in terms of...
Okay, yeah. My, so
yeah, so...
Oscar Bob.
Lewis Miley.
Say 10, 9,
10,
8.
10, Lewis Miley. 9, Braithwaite. 8, Mainu. 7, Bradley. 6, Rico Lewis. 5, Hoyland. 4, Malugasto. 3, Doggy. 2, Harvey Elliott. And 1, Garnacho.
If you swap Garnacho and 10, your list would have been the best.
Garnacho and what? And
if you swap Garnacho and your number 10, it would have been the best list
Miley
ever.
Miley was his 10.
I know. I'm just saying, that's how bad number one. Okay.
All right.
This guy is
he is terrible, bro.
You know what it is? It's because his list was so bad, he's trying to leech onto anything he can leech on.
No, you didn't put Doku in your list.
So that makes
my
list bad.
If I did that, I would have been grilled by you.
So, okay. So, because I didn't put one person in my list, it's a terrible list.
No. I'm just basing it off.
You had 5 stickers.
I'm basing it off consistency.
And your list is 5.
Because when I miss players in previous lists, you grill me
Everyone does, but you groom me as well. So now it's your turn to be on the receiving end.
Pause. My top 10 under 21 players in the Prem. 10, Chukwu Maker. 9, Oscar Bob. 8, Jared Branthwaite. 7, Udogi. 6, Mainu. 5, Hoyland. 4, Gusto. 3, Elliot. 2, Lavia. 1, Doku.
Great list.
Thanks.
Nice.
My top 10 under 21 players in the Premier League list. My honourable mention is another player who just made his first appearance today, and it's Stefan Bajatic. I think he's exceptional, but obviously I didn't think he could make this list. But then 10, Udogi. Number 9, Hoyland. Number 8, Branthwaite. Number 7, Harvey Elliott. Number 6, Alejandro Garnacho. Number 5, Lavia. Number 4, Gusto. Number 3, Rico Lewis. Number 2, number 2, Maino. Number 1, Doku.
Bud.
My honourable mention was meant to be... I effed it up, but in Cisco, but it was meant to be someone else. It was meant to be...
Just say who it was.
But I used him in the list.
I think this list is
real.
Yeah, it's because he had Chukwu Maker.
Yeah,
okay. So you just say Encisco.
Chukwu Maker was meant to be my honourable. Yeah. But now he's in the list.
Yeah, okay.
My honourable mention is Encisco. 10, I've got Aussies. Udogi.
That's a Bosla.
9, I've got Hoyland. 8, I've got Chukwu Maker. And that list is already better than MJ's. 7, I've got Garnacho. 6, I've got Gusto. 5, I've got Fatty. 4, I've got Rico Lewis. 3, I've got Branthwaite. 2, I've got Doku, and 1, I've got Mainu.
But just quickly, who were the players that you didn't have that we had? Just quickly, so we can recap it.
He didn't have Harvey Elliott.
He didn't have Harvey Elliott.
His reasoning is just going to keep saying that he's racist.
His mum's racist.
His mum's racist, apparently. And,
yeah.
And
then
who
he
else?
Didn't have Lavia.
You didn't have Lavia? You didn't watch him?
Yeah.
And that's it?
Incredible.
Yep. Okay, Samuel, who didn't you have? Anyone?
I had someone. Everyone had who I had.
Where three people had him.
But me didn't. And you, you just didn't have Garnacho and you had...
I didn't have Rico Lewis.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
On purpose?
Yeah, on purpose. And I didn't have Garnacho as well.
No.
Rico Lewis? It's ridiculous.
Okay, really?
It's ridiculous.
I was doing it to prove a little bit of a point. Mm. If I was to do my list all properly, I would probably have Rico Lewis 10 and Chukwu Maker out.
There's no
for
way
me.
On
I don't
earth.
See the Rico Lewis gas that everyone else sees. What position?
What is this? Friends and family?
I want to hear him. No, yeah, okay. I'll let you talk.
No, you did.
I did. Did we not stop the cameras? And then
it's ridiculous.
I said talk.
What position for you guys is Rico Lewis at his best? Right back or in midfield?
I think he can either be an inverted right back or an 8.
Okay, so what position is Rico Lewis at his best? Is my question to you.
Does it matter though?
It matters to me.
Why?
Okay, so.
Because I want to see where you would play Rico Lewis and what position he plays.
I can say either like a next to a number 6. Not the number 6, but
okay,
next to a
as
number
an eight.
6. Yeah.
You're saying as an 8?
Yeah.
You guys agree? Is this why you put him in your list? You think he's an 8 or a fullback?
I put him in my list because of his ability and him playing two positions extremely well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, same. I feel like he probably could play inverted best, but he can also play midfield very well.
Yeah.
I don't think he's better at either. I think he could just slot into any of those just as well.
I think if Rico Lewis played right back for a full season, he would get found out defensively. I think he's great on the ball and I think he's a smart footballer, but defensively, one-on-one, he's not going to be any better than the players we cuss for not being good defensively. So if his position is right back, then I don't think he's a great right back. I think he's perfect for the City system. But if he goes into any other system, I'm not too sure what his position is.
Yeah, but if he went
could, he could be a midfielder for a shitter club.
I think he can be a midfielder.
In a three?
I think, of course he can. He can.
That's what I'm saying.
If he's technically good enough to be playing midfield and starting games in midfield, in Champions League, in the Premier League.
It's not a normal midfield though, and he's not playing as a normal midfielder.
Yeah, but everyone
me,
else that plays in those in that midfield
they've proven
is extremely,
that they can play
yeah, but,
in a normal
but
midfield.
It's unlucky to him that it shouldn't be unlucky to him that he's come up through this City team.
It's
and
not
playing in
to
that
him.
Midfield. Why do you think that? It's more so somebody couldn't go from playing in a regular midfield to go and playing in City's midfield. Rather than leaving,
Stones plays in that midfield. I think other midfielders could easily go and play in that City midfield. You're telling me a centre back who's been a centre back, Nunes hasn't.
Yeah.
A centre back.
Great example is why
he hasn't been good this year. But yeah, that's not to say that another was, midfielder that a, comes in but can't play in the position.
Phillips, another example, has had multiple years.
We're just naming players who have been bad. Calvin Phillips left City and went to West Ham and is even worse than he was at City. So yeah. I don't know if okay, it's, but Nunes, it's because of saying, the system.
But look at Nunes. Can come in he's somebody who played in the midfield. He played in the midfield three and he was fantastic. They said he was very good. Nunes.
Okay, Nunes. No, of course.
He was very good.
And sometimes signings aren't going to work out. And Rico Lewis has been good in the City system when he's been asked to come in.
Yeah, but he's only ever been in the City system, so it's unfair to say that he's been good in the City system, but he's just been good.
I don't have to rate him as one of the best players when he's shown that he can play in a specific system.
And how many players are under the age of 21 they're going to show that they can play in multiple systems?
Usually, it's not multiple systems. The system that he's playing at is one of the most unique, like specific for that position, right back to inverted.
But he also plays in midfield.
When he plays as a normal eight, he's not. He never stands out. He's never a standout but player.
How difficult is it for a player to stand?
What are we putting him in
so
based
long,
on?
For so long, Rodri wasn't a standout to so many people in the City side. Not until 3 years into his career at City, people started saying this guy's a standout. So what I'm saying is it's not that easy for somebody to stand out when you have the best players in the world on your team. But for him to be this good,
you don't even know what position he is. And I think if Rico Lewis leaves City and goes to play midfield in another team, he doesn't stand out at all as a midfielder, as an eight.
I don't know
what good team Rico Lewis could go to in effect.
I think he could. I think he could play for Liverpool.
I think he should be in the 10.
So. Yeah, I said I was doing it more to prove a point and not have him in the top 10 because I don't rate him that highly. Do I think he's a better player than Chukwuemeka? Yes. But do I think he's done... I don't think he's a better player than Chukwuemeka. Do I think he's done more to warrant a place in list than Chukwuemeka? Do I think Rico Lewis is a better footballer than Chukwuemeka? No. Do I think he's done more to warrant being in this list? Absolutely. I think he's done more to warrant being in this list than a couple of players that I have. But do I think he's a better player than those players? No way. For me, Rico Lewis is nothing special at all. I think he's an extremely intelligent footballer, but he doesn't possess any ability that separates him from the best. Intelligence isn't an ability.
The same reason why Xavi was as good as he was.
Do I rate Xavi?
You don't rate him as the best midfielders ever, exactly. But you rate him as one of...
I wouldn't put him in the best list of midfielders.
You wouldn't put him in the top 20 midfielders ever to exist?
Maybe top 20,
of course. So then you do rate him as one of the best midfielders ever.
Yeah, but not where he's rated.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
So Rico, I'm arguing why Rico Lewis shouldn't be rated as high as he is.
You rate Pirlo higher than...
Pirlo's incredible.
Xavi's... Right? So what's his Rico action? Lewis having his intelligence...
And intelligence.
His
I'm not saying players can't be intelligent. What are you talking about? I'm saying but as you're a saying footballer, he doesn't his have
ability that stands out.
Ability, but his ability his intelligence doesn't stand
is
out.
An ability that stands out.
What do you guys think Rico Lewis's best attributes, ability, what he brings to a game is?
I think his ability under pressure. I think his ability to retain the ball under pressure.
I don't think he's anything special. For me, personally. Obviously, you guys all have him, so I'm the one in the minority. But I don't think he's a better footballer than any of the other players we put on this list. He's way better than Garnacho, but he's not better than any of the other guys you put on this. Who did you have below Rico Lewis in your list?
Everyone except for Doku and Maino.
Yeah, for me, exactly. For me, Lavia is a much better footballer than
I think Lavia is a better footballer than Rico Lewis, and the only reason that I didn't put him is
he's also started, though.
Yeah, but my thing with Lavia was just based off he didn't play at all this season, and last season he played for a really bad
Udogie, team. He's much, much better than Rico Lewis, and they play similar roles for their team. So how you've got Rico Udogie's Lewis
much,
above...
much better than...
Udogie is much... If he's in the conversation, sorry, to be the best left back of the year,
yeah.
And Rico Lewis plays in the exact same role on the other side, and he's nowhere near Udogie this season, how have you put Rico Lewis so much higher?
This is different because... One,
it's not different.
They're not playing in the same team. Players go from... It's the same reason that certain players go from a very good side to a slightly worse side or a worse side and look 20 times better. They're not 20 times better the player when they leave, but it's just harder to stand out for him in a Man City side that has arguably the best right back of all time in the Premier League. The midfielders that he has are three of probably the best midfielders ever in the Premier League that he's playing in those positions. So of course
it's not facts. You've got Doku as his one. So obviously you can stand out and be in the exact same system.
As number three.
But you're saying it's hard for him compared to Udogie.
I'm saying.
They play the same position and Udogie stood out.
I'm saying Doku and
no, I'm saying Rico. You said it's hard for Rico Lewis in his position to stand out.
I'm saying in his position because of the players that they have at the club. That's why. Not because of mean, he, not because a left back can't stand out. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying because what of the players that they have.
What has that got to do with him specifically standing out when he plays?
If Udogie had somebody the level of Kyle Walker in his position, if he had somebody the level of De Bruyne, if he had somebody the level of Bernardo Silva in his position.
When he plays, he doesn't stand out.
Yeah, I think he does. And I think he's great.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, for me, I think you guys are doing, you rate him, obviously, because he's a good footballer. But you're just doing a bit of gas saying he does stand out when playing for City. I've never watched City, and I you guys can tell me if you have watched City and said, oh my God, Rico Lewis is standing out today. It doesn't happen.
To be fair. I have, yeah.
It doesn't happen.
It does happen.
I don't know.
And even last season,
yeah,
I was like, I agree. This guy's, you know, he's...
Yeah, his versatility and ability is a big thing for him.
Is Rico Lewis better than Udogie?
He's a better player.
I think he's better than
Udogie. But my thing is, this is my argument, see? You might be a better player, obviously, but I think if you have an impact on your team, on the league this season, it's irrelevant if you're better. If you just have an impact, it's different. That's why people would argue Doggy has had more of an impact, but Rico Lewis is probably a better footballer and just in a tougher team to break into.
I don't agree. I think Udogie's a better footballer and he's had more of an impact. So
disagree.
I don't know what we're... Because did you have Udogie higher or Rico Lewis higher?
Yeah, had Udogie 3, Rico Lewis 4 or something.
Yeah,
like
Rico
that.
Lewis is 5.
I thought he had Udogie 2.
Three. Nah, 3. Udogie 3.
Yeah, hold this just... Three.
It's not an L.
Just I think it's an L to not have him in the list, yes.
I could have had him, but for the fact that you've put Udogie 7 places behind Rico Lewis based on, I don't know what.
On his ability?
His ability is not 7 places higher than Udogie.
But the list is the players are very close in ability. It's not like 7 is so crazy. 7 positions in this list is so crazy for me. I don't think it is.
What do you mean 7 places isn't crazy?
Like in this particular list of players under the age of 21, I think that the whole list is very close in ability. I do think it's very close in ability. But I think to not have Rico Lewis at all for what he's done and how good he's been and how good he is I think it's crazy.
Yeah, hold one of these.
I don't need to hold one.
Give the other one to MJ.
You don't have so many players, so I don't know what you're doing. Exactly, that's the same as me.
No, but I'm just
saying. So how have you justified
it? You said
it?
So many players. I said 2.
So the same.
Yeah. So what's so many? What does that mean?
So why would I get an L? How come you haven't handed yourself an L?
Because you need to take it. How is it the most?
Yeah, you have the worst stinker of the
You game. Have a player who doesn't play and isn't good anymore in your top 5.
That's pretty bad.
That's true.
In your top 5.
You can't speak to me.
No, but that's
today.
A very... No
you
Doku on the whole list is very bad.
You can't speak to me
Mate,
today.
I said he's the best player.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything to me if you don't have him on your list.
Bro, if you missed him on the list and you say, he's the best player, that doesn't mean shit.
No, he's literally on my list. I just didn't put him in the list.
How does that make sense?
I don't know.
He's on your list, but you didn't put him on your list. What does that mean?
I explained what I said, bro.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I don't think that's worse anymore. I think your overall list is not great. But I do think that having no Doku.
Right. Well, if I get punished for one play and he doesn't, that's fine.
I could have made a perfect list.
No, you couldn't.
Close to average list.
I don't think you could.
Compared to everyone, right?
I don't think
you could. Let me say what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I could have made a list that's similar to pretty much everyone here.
Yeah, but I reckon you're
not even letting me finish.
Yeah, but I reckon you've taken people's players though. I can't guarantee your list was the same list from the start of the night to now.
Yeah, I'm saying if I had similar lists to everyone, I'm not saying the same players, but people in the right position, and then I didn't put
number one guy
Doku even in the list, not even one. If I put him 2, it'd be okay. But missing him out on the whole list, everyone here would have been like, this is terrible.
Who did you miss out?
Elliot?
He had him 2.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying if I had
you didn't
similar
have
lists to everyone.
You didn't have Elliot.
For a reason.
What kind of reason is this?
Yeah. True.
For reason.
That's true, though.
What is this, bro?
What do you mean?
What is this argument?
Yeah,
if
true.
I made a list that everybody
your argument
had,
was good.
It was good until he brought up the Elliot situation. It was
obviously,
a good argument. It was a good argument.
He had Elliot 2. I had Elliot 3. And you didn't have Elliot at all.
True. Off camera, I think Elliot is talented. I didn't say anything. I obviously said that as a joke. The mum thing.
So why
I think he's a good player.
Why did you put him in your list?
Because it's a joke. I just said that.
Okay.
But I obviously know rubbish. Elliot is a talented
This is rubbish, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, this argument is rubbish.
Whether he's in the 5 or in the bottom 5,
I was liking your argument with MJ before, but now I can't stand
I'm saying
by you anymore.
If that was me doing thing, it would have been howler of the decade. But for
who
some reason,
who did I not have that you guys had?
I don't know.
Who did you have that I don't have? Chukwuemeka, I don't have. And you have Chukwuemeka. And
I had to put him in.
I put Lewis.
Lewis Miley. Those are my two people that I don't have that you guys have.
So MJ had three people.
Huh?
Miley. Doc.
Bradley.
Doku, Bradley and Doku. It's three.
That shouldn't be in the list.
Bradley's not a howler for having Bradley
how
in the list.
How is Miley
a
howler? Howler
it's only
and
howler now because Miley. Doku's not
in. Neither's having Miley either.
Huh?
Neither's having. He just only had one howler.
Had one howler.
One big howler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've had four. You'd had four bad howlers, bro.
One. I missed out on thing.
Elliot. Yeah, but that's you like, added.
That's
you
a
added,
howler.
Yeah,
it's a howler, but I know why.
And then your,
I knew I was going to cop.
And your other howler is.
I knew I was going to cop sick for that. But you know what I do.
Your other howler's fatty.
That's fatty.
It's
not
a howler.
Good,
it's a howler. Bro.
It's not a howler.
Oh, and Lavia. No, Lavia is a bit crazy, especially when you have.
No, but
fatty.
I justified it.
No,
nah,
but your justification.
I'm not
going to
sit here and lie and be like, oh, what's?
Yeah, but you just lied about fatty.
Why did you want to sign the guy then?
Yeah, you lied about fatty.
Did I sign him?
I said, why did you want him?
Yeah,
why
we celebrating? I can say he's a good footballer, but for me to have him in my list is criminal.
The whole point of the list is to say he's to have good football.
But I haven't watched him. I said I can say that. To save my ass, but it's better for me to just say I haven't watched him, so I'm not going to put him.
But
in
you honestly can say that you watch Fatty. You can say that.
Yeah.
How many games
more
do you think he's watched Braithwaite play?
Yeah, this year? What classifies watching? What classifies watching somebody?
How many games have you watched Braithwaite play this year?
A lot.
Just tell me a number.
Like a lot.
How many?
Like a lot. A lot of games.
Yeah, how many Everton games are you fucking watching?
And if it's not watching games,
he apparently watches all the other teams more than
Chelsea.
I've
seen him play against the good teams, and he's.
I know
he
watches Arsenal more. Definitely,
he watches Arsenal more than Chelsea.
I've seen Braithwaite play against good teams.
You watch 15 Chelsea games this season?
Way more.
Just don't think
this isn't an episode about who's how many games I've watched for.
I think there's a lack of consistency.
Yeah, you
whereas my arguments have been consistent.
It's not
my team has been my lineup.
It's
my top 10 is consistent.
You know why I'm not earlier?
You had one.
No, but it's consistent. I don't rate these guys, but it's like when I didn't have Haaland last year in top 10. You guys got onto me, yeah, and I did it to prove a point.
Yeah, fair.
I don't sit here and go, now Haaland's fucking the best.
Guys think it's better I just put Lavia and cap.
Well, you capped and didn't put Elliot,
asking,
yeah. So what's the difference?
I'm asking,
yeah. You capped for one and capped for the other.
And
question.
Then you capped about watching Fatty. So you're cap. It's not like you're not capping at all.
This is false cap.
It's not.
How are you saying,
you're gonna cap,
how can you tell me what I've watched? And I just told you I've watched
because
Fatty more.
Because we know
than,
you.
Than yeah, Lavia.
I've never seen you guys say, fuck, watch that. Did you guys check out that Fatty performance the other day? I've
never
heard you message that. When do you say that? When you go home?
I've watched Fatty more.
You're talking to Amin about Fatty? Or
I've watched.
Because I've never heard you talk about
it. The whole thing is, I've watched this guy more than this guy. And I haven't watched this guy at all. That's what I said. It's not that I've watched every Fatty game,
but
I know I've watched enough to know this guy's ability and his talent.
So you didn't watch
him do.
You didn't watch Lavia the two games against Chelsea.
We've
last
said
season.
This like
so
30
did you or
times.
Did you not?
No, like I said. What did I say? Who did I
so
use? It's like watching a Bournemouth player that is like. I'm not paying attention.
So Solanke had a good season.
I'm not paying attention.
Has Solanke had a good season?
He scored goals.
Do you think he's had a good season?
Yeah.
Then there you go. So you can watch a Bournemouth player and say if they've been good or not.
No, it's because I can see his goal tally.
So you're like only basing Solanke being good based off his goal tally.
Because that's what I just said.
I'm asking, is
no,
that
No, it's
why?
Not. Because so the games why? I've seen him play in, just like Braithwaite.
But then
when he's
but
played,
you said
he's
you
played good against good teams.
You one
well.
Second ago just said that it's like watching a Bournemouth player. You don't, they're just playing.
Why am I getting criticized for saying that I haven't watched this guy play?
Lavia did a double against Chelsea.
Yeah, they did. And he was so good in both games.
No, but I'm saying, why am I getting, what's the word? Criticized for not having someone that I've said I haven't watched.
Because you just
put it
because
in.
What I'm saying is you're not consistent.
Yeah.
If it was, didn't have Lavia and you didn't have Fatty, nobody would say anything.
Yeah.
You still would have said something about Lavia.
No, I wouldn't
you
have.
You did.
I promise I would.
Lavia was before Fatty. What? I said I didn't put Lavia in my list before I said Fatty.
Nah,
and you guys
you
were still
fit.
Saying
I was
shit.
The first person to have. What? I was the first person to have.
No, but
Lavia.
I'm saying. When Lavia was first mentioned,
I was the first person to have
when he
Lavia.
Was first mentioned, that's when I said it.
You
I said I didn't
Fatty
mention
on the
him
same
at all.
Go. I mentioned Lavia. You can run back the tape. It was the exact same go. We had a fifth.
But I'm saying Lav, it's not when you mentioned. You didn't mention him first.
Yes, he did.
Yes, I did.
I had
fifth,
him third.
He was mentioned you went last before. For
I had him third.
No, he was mentioned you went last for fifth.
We talked about Lavia.
Mentioned
before.
By who?
No, we didn't. Nobody mentioned him.
I forgot who.
Nobody
fake
did.
Facts.
We talked
nobody
about
nobody did.
No,
I was the first person to say Lavia. No, I was the first person to say Lavia when I had him fifth.
Then you went last in the fifth. And you said, I have Fatty. And then when we were talking about...
When you said Lavia, I said I didn't have him in.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when I copped the
stick. No, you didn't cop any stick.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
That's when the whole argument was.
No, you didn't.
Yes, it was.
Because you said I have Fatty. And then you said I have Fatty. And then we all said...
No way. Roll the tapes back and have a look at it.
That's exactly what happened.
We'll have a look at it right now.
It's exactly what happens.
You it's said whenever said Fatty.
He said Lavia. You said I don't have Lavia. Because I don't watch him.
No.
Immediately you go.
You said I haven't said my fifth. No. Yeah, I haven't said my fifth. I've got Fatty. And then we said what?
As soon as I said I didn't have Lavia, is when you guys were saying.
It's not true.
These are our top 10 under 21 players. Thank you for watching. Comment your top 10 under 21 players below. We'll see who had the biggest howler, because I think we voted it's Bud.
Yeah.
Well, of course you have to say
it. Thank you for watching.